In a recent survey about stress in the workplace, 94% of workers reported feeling stress on the job. And almost a third of those responding said that their stress level was so high it was near unsustainable. The pressure on Major League umpires to get it right on every call is enormous. And the tension, well, that can be a teammate of every ump for every game. Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Veteran MLB ump Mike Everett knows about workplace stress, and he's with me from his home down in Central Iowa today. Mike put in over 20 years in the bigs. He retired as crew chief just before the 2020 pandemic season. Mike, thanks for coming back today. Appreciate it. So, umpires, I think, and I'm guessing, you can tell me if I'm wrong, I think by nature are a group that is primarily perfectionists. I mean, you give everything you have out there and make very few mistakes. You want it right every time, but there's got to be an enormous amount of stress and pressure and anxiety to get it right every time.
Yeah, I think you know, once you start getting graded on your plate work, and they come up with a percentage of missed calls, you know, you see those numbers, and then, quite frankly, when they first implemented replay, when you were on the field and you had a call challenged and you got to the headset and you were told your call was overturned, that's difficult. That's difficult to hear. I mean, you call what you saw, and sometimes after you call it, you know you missed it, but it's difficult to hear you're wrong. And so I think that's the case in a lot of people's lives, right? I think you want to be right, and especially in our profession, that's the name of the game. You want to get every pitch correct. You want to get every play correct. And when you are told you're wrong, it can create a lot of anxiety. I felt that in the latter part of my career. I was constantly trying to be the best I could, and it's easy to get caught up in that, and quite frankly, it can affect other areas of your life, because when you're on the road and you're isolated to some point anyway, even pre-COVID, you can be on the road for 30 to 40 days at a time, you're traveling on with your crew, but if you're not careful and you don't put some guards up and if you don't have a good prayer life and a good support group, and thank goodness we have a ministry called CFC, that we have prayer calls every week, and we were doing Bible studies. That got me through everything. I mean, that's just the facts, and it's been very exciting to see so many umpires get involved in this ministry. We have a retreat, in December, first weekend of in December in Texas, where we all get together, and it's not about baseball. We talk about our jobs, we talk about our families, but we talk about our struggles. And it's nice to be able to just open that up, and it makes you realize that you're not alone, because we all have issues that we're dealing with, and I think that the more you hold them in and keep them in, the more problems you can have later down the road.
Sure. CFC, by the way, is Callers for Christ, and Calling for Christ. It's a ministry for umpires, major league and minor league umpires. Great, great ministry. All right, so times, they are changing for everybody and for umpires, too, you know, with all the electronic gear and the K-Zone, we talked about that. Look into the crystal ball just for a moment, Mike, and tell me what you think the future of your profession is going to be.
Yeah, that's a great question. When I first went to umpire school in 1986, and then got placed in the minor leagues and spent 12 years. I mean, and then got hired on full time in 1999. You know, who would ever thought we would get to instant replay? I mean, there was times where people were talking, no, you know, baseball is just going to stay with the tradition of having, you know, arguments with umpires and managers, and that's just part of the game. But we went to replay, and went to replay on a fair foul home run calls and, you know, spectator interference. And then once that door was opened up, you know, it was just inevitable that it's going to continue. So now we got replay for a majority of calls. You know, it can all go to replay. And there's good and bad things about that. I mean, you can be a baseball traditionalist and disagree with it, but the fact of the matter is the times have changed, the times continue to change, and I think that what I've tried to learn and I continue to struggle with, you can't control, you can only control certain things, right? And so replay's here to stay. The strike zone situation, I don't know where that's headed. I don't know what the crystal ball is for that. I do know that you know, the game has changed tremendously, but you still need four umpires, and in the playoffs, you need six umpires out there to help, you know, keep the integrity of the game and have the rules followed and be that arbiter out there that does not care who wins and does the very best possible job they can.
Mm-hmm. Longtime Major League umpire Mike Everett here on Sports and Commentary. He's worked 3 World Series, 9 Division Series, 7 League Championships, an All-Star game, and just hung up the black uni before the 2020 season. It's 56 years of age, and we connected with him today from his home around the Des Moines, Iowa area. Mike, I'd like to visit with you one more day and talk about the most significant decision of your life, most significant call of your life, and that's a call to Jesus to be your Savior. If we can do that and hear your story that way, I appreciate it very much being on, and we'll get together again on the next Sports and Commentary show. God bless you.
You too, Greg. Thank you very much. Look forward to speaking with you again.